The beautiful thing about life is we don't know when we're going to have this major epiphany or when we're not going to have it, but we need it. And where do we get it from? And it's always inside us. And I forgot that. But I'm here. This is No Fronts Podcast. I'm Noah Sloan. I think this is the most consistent episode of No Fronts since I first started, meaning back to back. I'm on one. If you haven't listened to my podcast, welcome. You're probably going to hate it. You might like it. Or maybe it'll be just a good way to waste some time while you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing. But on this podcast, I've never held back, and I'm not about to now. So, you heard that intro. And, man, it's crazy. We can have these, you know, life surprises me all the time, the good and the bad. Sometimes I don't realize, I forget my power, and I think part of it has to do with the place I've been in for quite some time now. And recently I've been realizing a lot about myself, and and part of that's been a lot of surrender and like shedding darkness, getting it off me, you know, like a sort of metaphorical saging myself but really, like, did I just say I saged myself? Oof. Whatever. I'm patchouli sometimes. That's my deal. I'm all about it. Anyways, we have these moments where, like, I don't know if you're like me, but you know when you think you know something and then all of a sudden life punches you in the face, right? And you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, man. And then it hits you again when you're least expecting and you're like, really? You're like, I'm never going to get, and then it's like a couple days go by, a week goes by, and then bam, you get hit, and you're like, wait a second, it makes sense now. All these things I've been, you know, thinking about, like, holy shit, I have to let fucking go, because nothing goes my way when I'm trying to squeeze it, control it, hold on to it, and you know, I just want to say something, actually. I wasn't planning on it, but fuck it. So it was brought to my attention recently that someone, a birdie, or a few birdies, heard my last episode and went back to the person I just spent, you know, years with, and told her I was talking shit about her, which is bizarre because I wasn't. As you know, if you listened to the episode, it wasn't like that. It was more talking about how crazy the circumstance or situation was, and kind of like in shock in like a human way. And for whatever reason, by the way, it's weird because to be honest, I didn't advertise my last episode. I actually probably won't advertise this one. But somehow a few magical birdies flew to my ex and apparently said they were concerned or sad or I don't remember the words about me putting her down on my podcast when, number one, this is No Fronts and I've never been one to censor. But number two is I respect her. Despite anything, any feelings I have, anger, sadness, hurt, whatever. And as anyone who listened last episode knows, like, definitely wasn't shaming her. But, you know, if anyone felt that way, I don't know, mind your own business. But whatever. Anyways, getting that out of the way. It's been a journey recently. Like, a lot of shedding, you know, and I've been kind of consuming a lot of different people, which I didn't used to do, different healer types or whatever. And so much of it, I get that like cringe feeling. So I've, you know, cause I'm like, well, wait, maybe I'm not looking, you know, maybe my perspective. And it's like, one thing I've realized is I don't know shit. I really don't. The older I get, you know, the more time I spend on this earth, I don't know shit. But I know when something feels right. And I know when something feels wrong. And when something doesn't feel right and I'm consuming it or reading or watching or whatever, and I get that like, that, or like that yuck feeling, like, bleh. It's, you know, I could look at it like, oh, maybe that's a trigger. And then I could look at it like, well, I don't know, because I'm actually getting nauseous from this, or this is making me feel dirty. Then it's not right. And so anyways, my point in bringing that up was, I've been kind of searching, with an open mind, that maybe my mind hasn't been that open to certain things, and I've been trying to understand, and I realized that my compass, my spiritual compass, is pretty damn good. And you know, sometimes we're in experiences in our life where we kind of start to believe things that we may never have believed because of where we're getting the information, or, you know, or whatever. And I've been like kind of breaking through a part of me that has taken a lot of blame in my life recently, and just in general, and realizing that I have to let that shit go, and that I am not a bad person and never have been. I've done bad things, very bad things, but I've always tried to learn from it and not do it again. And I have beat myself up, you know, and in a way where I don't talk about it with anybody, but have beat myself up for some years now. And I'm realizing how fucking wrong that is, and how love, whether friendship, romance, or whatever, love doesn't want us to have a bad experience. Love doesn't want us to feel bad. Love doesn't want us to beat ourselves up, or to think we're not good enough or not enough. And I've lost sight, and I've found that again. And it's fucking, I don't know. I feel really good in my skin, and really confident, and to be honest, like, empowered right now. And a week ago, it was very much not that. And I think that, you know, some people call it dark night of the soul, or dark whatever you want to call it, but I've kind of like seen a different perspective, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, I feel kind of excited, and free, and I haven't felt that, and I didn't realize why, and I'm realizing it now. And fuck, man, I don't ever want to second guess my energy or my, like, who I am, or what's okay in my life, you know. Like, I'm not going to allow it ever again. I don't care how good of a friend someone might be, how much I might love someone. I am never going to allow anybody to influence my self-respect for who I am as a man, who I am as a friend, who I am as a creative. And my gut sometimes is wrong, and then sometimes it's like fucking spot on. And I see things, and I have these gifts that I've totally neglected, and I want to honor these gifts now in my life, and I want to really like embrace them in a totally different way. I don't know how that's gonna look, what that means, but it's just that's exciting to me, and. Yeah, it's a good time to be me, I think. And with that said, you know, there's great things going on in my life. Some really exciting things, and they're going to keep getting better. And then they might not, and they might get worse, but I'm committed to one thing. I know that I'm really committed to is I'm not going to ever allow a situation, a person, an event, I'm never going to allow it to make me question myself or my principles or, you know, my intuition. You know, and I think a lot of people out there right now in the world, there's a lot of people who are just jamming fear and using fear. And I don't want to be a part of that world. And it's a choice. And you know, everyone's got their own path and their own perspective, and that's cool. I just kind of like, I've doubted certain things that I've known to be in my soul true, because I was in denial, to be honest, and, you know. And anyways, I'm going to be doing this podcast. If you're listening, if you're not listening, like, this is just a good way for me to get my thoughts out there, but also like, someone who's going to be real and not fucking say what, you know, what everyone else is saying. And there's no agenda. It's just a real talk with me. I'll talk more about my experiences. I'll talk more about what's going on in my life. And hopefully as a result of that, it can maybe inspire someone, maybe not, I don't know. Or maybe it's just like something fun to listen to because I'm a fucking crazy person and I don't fucking hide it. And, but I'm authentic to myself, and that's what I started this with, and that's what I'm going to keep doing because I haven't done that in a while. So if it's your first time listening and you're bored, fuck you. I don't mean that in like a mean way. It's just like, fuck you. I don't care. You go listen to someone else's podcast. If you love it, cool. If you love it today and hate it tomorrow, that's okay too. I don't care. I just, all that matters to me is that I'm being honest and real on here and not sugarcoating and just being me. So if you liked it, this is the No Fronts podcast. I'll be back again soon. I swear. All right. Thanks for listening.